All right, Mrs. Sharp, would you please read us back into open session?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins?
Yes.
Jeff Kaiser?
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney?
Aye.
Joe Steele? Sharon Steele?
Aye.
All right, we're back into open session. Is there any action resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing none, the next item is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Kaiser?
One thing that I forgot to mention in the regular report for a portion of our meeting, and this is probably town manager / public works, the signs that were put up at the farmer's market for not leaving goods over there to be picked up, those, when I know we've got three or four of the signs over there, and they really are too high. I mean, people are looking and not seeing those. I mean, I just happened to see a sign over there and walked across the street just to see what it was. So those really need to be lowered down where people physically see those a lot easier.
The reason I haven't put up so high because they help people.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, people do that.
But honestly, I've not seen.
They were there on Sunday.
Yeah, there's still people dropping stuff off quite a lot. So now let's try maybe do a metal plate behind them or something to secure the bear. I don't know, but they do need to be lowered. July 4th coming up, the fireworks, the whole nine yards, music by Cash Crop that night, so make your plans to do that. And there's a parade that day, July 4th parade, and I think that there's going to be a huge turnout for that. It's one of our bigger parades. It's almost as big as our Christmas parade. So
what time is that going to be?
The parade itself is 6 o'clock, I believe. Yeah.
Because it's free day at the pool. Mm-hmm. My lifeguards are not at all thrilled with that.
And all kinds of funny games. I think the food truck's going to be here in the whole nine yards, so just make your plans to be there.
June 25th, we're having food trucks at the pool.
All right. That's it.
All right, Ms. Steele.
For interrupting him, I'll go ahead and say it. June 25th at the pool, if you want to put that up on the marquee. Sorry, just reminded me, but yeah. And then July 4th, we were asked to have 3 days at the pool, so we'll be celebrating at the pool for 3 day.
June 24th?
25th, Tuesday. Right now I've got the clutch truck and brain freeze and somebody else, I forgot. I'll send it to you.
All right. I don't have any. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We are adjourned.